December 16th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, persevere in prayer and sacrifice. The soul of this nation is at stake. If fraudulent election results are honored, the laws, the checks and balances of this country will be destroyed. Then you will have a system in place which upholds untruth. The entire election process will be forever altered. The president-elect is not who the people voted for. He has stated he will not honor the Constitution. He will destroy life right up to the moment of birth. We have, as a president now, one of Christian values. How many nations can claim that? As your creator, I must state these things, for lives are at stake. Freedoms and the truth are at stake. Souls are at stake. Do not expect me to be uninvolved. I know where evil lies unexposed, and will rise to power if given the chance. Pray that evil is dismantled before it is too late. Pray for courage in the hearts of righteous leaders." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 15. "The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.